Now, as veganism comes into the mainstream, mock meats offer a new cruelty-free source of protein. And to discuss the future of mock meats and the meat industry as a whole, I'm joined now on the line by food trend expert Rod Fowler from Food Industry Foresight. Good morning, Rod. Thanks for your time.
Julie, thanks for having me on.
No problem at all. So what are alternative proteins exactly, and why is there so much hype surrounding them?
Well, it's a whole new food product almost, and it's almost a mistake to think of it as a vegan or vegetarian trend. It's actually aimed at the entire population.
Sure.
And the motivation is sustainability, trying to deal with climate change and the cost of an availability of sources of food into the future.
Mm, sure. Fantastic. And what would you say cultured proteins are?
Well, there's two types. There's cultured proteins and there's vegetable proteins. Vegetable proteins are what we've seen before, where they're using plant-based proteins to create a meat-like product. Cultured proteins are actually actual meat cells grown in the lab, like you hear in the medical industry where they're growing skin and so on for humans. They're actually now growing meat in the laboratory to create or replicate, seafood or chicken or beef.
Wow, pretty impressive stuff. And, I guess it's been quite commercialized. You've seen, Hungry Jack's with the Big Whopper is now, they now have the alternative protein option, the Impossible Whopper. Is this, a growing market?
Absolutely. And if you think about the number of vegans and vegetarians in Australia, we did some research just recently, and less than about 7% of meals served in the away from home are of a vegan or vegetarian nature. So it's a fairly small part of the population, a fairly low base. But these products are aimed at the entire population, and the penetration in the US, for example, so far is only 0.25% of the market. So there's enormous upside, and they're growing at about 300% per year. From a low base, but it's absolutely exploding in the market. It's attracting billions of dollars of investment.
Fantastic stuff. And because we do see this, we are seeing this environmental awareness, how does fake meat compare to regular meat in terms of environmental impact?
Well, it's actually much better. And not only that, it's much healthier for us. It has much lower sodium and fats and so on. So the same amount of alternative protein versus meat is far healthier for us humans, and that is a factor that not many people are understanding yet. And one of the reasons that it's becoming so popular is you can still have your juicy burger. It tastes and smells, and you have experienced it like a normal meat burger, but it's much healthier for you.
Fantastic stuff. Very exciting indeed. Rod, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me on.